Pro basketball got a welcome jolt with the revival of the Celtics-Lakers championship series, won by Boston this week. But things are not so upbeat internationally for USA men's basketball. The American team has had repeated embarrassments. Now with a new man at the top, Team USA is hoping for a better result at the upcoming Summer Olympic Games. Mark Moran of member station KJZZ reports.
Remember the U.S. Olympic basketball team at the 2004 Olympics in Athens? Dwayne Wade does. He was a member of the team that watched the Argentines win the gold medal. Wade says rightfully belonged to the U.S., which took a disappointing third.
And, you know, by the time it got to you, you know, you bowed for the bronze medal in the third place. And it's kind of like, you know, you don't really want to bow, you know. And not saying that, you know, we're better than everybody, but we're better than everybody. We should be bowing for that gold medal.
The USA team. Το χούκα το λάζο καλάθι.
Then came 2006, the chance for Team USA to redeem itself in the World Championships of Basketball in Japan. Before its game against Greece, the star-studded American team showed off with fancy dunks, while the more methodical Greek team shot free throws and layups under the other basket. That was perhaps an unfortunate moment of foreshadowing for the Americans, who lost that game and finished in an embarrassing sixth place.
Oh, 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 62-50. Διαμαντίδης στο pick and roll.
The powerful Americans had been beaten again, and most sports fans outside the U.S. seemed pretty happy about it.
The attitude around the world toward Americans left a lot to be desired.
It was at that point that Jerry Colangelo, former owner of the Phoenix Suns and successful basketball executive, was hired by the NBA to help control the damage.
A lot of things about our athletes and basketball players in particular, I remember the booing that took place in Athens. I remember even people back here in the States being disgusted with the squad, the performance, how they looked, how they played, how they acted, and, you know, that was the bottom.
So, in addition to solving an image problem, Colangelo's charged with trying to recapture the gold medal glory achieved by Michael Jordan and the Dream Team in 1992. This team is faced with the challenge of defending international squads that are much more well-rounded than they used to be.
They know how to set good picks. They know how to go without the ball. They can all shoot the ball. They have good instincts for the game. And so the design in terms of building a team was certainly to have some high flyers, some great athletes. But we needed shooters. We needed defenders. We needed role players.
As usual, the American team is studded with superstars. The roster is likely to include Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, and maybe Dwayne Wade. But some of the U.S. men are going to have to accept supporting roles if the team's going to win gold. Beyond the gold medal, though, Jerry Colangelo has set another high bar for the team, changing the perception of American athletes.
And it's an amazing platform that we will have this summer in Beijing with the world situation as it is to have such a great impact potentially in changing the perception of how people look at us as Americans.
Though Dwayne Wade is an NBA superstar here in the United States, that seems to have little to do with his motivation to make the Olympic team.
My motivation is just to win the gold, you know, just to get that pride, that sense of, you know, respect back.
The final roster is scheduled to be announced at the end of the month. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.